local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05. It is a little Friday edition, Mobile Mornings. Some people call this Thursday, 41 at our studios. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, let's get started with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pittston's Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue as we're traveling now across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. And from Airport Dolphin to Moffitt, 65, no delays all the way up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Toomey's Mardi Gras being your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Styx River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Styx River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Today seems pretty good. Highs today in the upper 60s to right around the low 70s. 41 now as we get started. Of course, I frame that because tomorrow, starting the descent into Saturday, and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams doesn't have really any good news for us on Saturday.
So enjoy today is what you're saying.
Pretty much how it's going to be laid out. He'll give us details and a timeline coming up around 6:35. Speaking of a timeline, in Washington, one of the timelines being discussed is what's going to be done about the war powers of President Trump. Now, you have Democrats, of course, lined up against President Trump. That should be no surprise. But there are some high-ranking and name-you-know Republicans out there questioning how the president is using the power of the executive branch. We'll get into that in just a second. Also, Consumer Electronics Show going on in Las Vegas. By the way, we got an interview coming up on Midday Mobile from somebody there at the CES.
Yeah, we're going to talk with someone coming up, hopefully in the first hour of Midday Mobile. And we talk about CES every year, and it's crazy. I wish we could go back and listen to some of the stuff we've talked about in the past, like, oh, can you believe this new thing is coming
right,
out?
Right.
And then we're probably using them now.
Yeah, the thing that I think is going to win that I've heard about right now is I don't think it's Keurig brand, but it's a Keurig-like thing that mixes cocktails in your kitchen. There's a lot of kitchen like electronics in this one.
There really is. But yeah, we'll be talking with the guys from Digital Trends today.
Coming up in the Midday Mobile. Plus, we'll get a quick report from Jim Roop here in just a little bit about what is going on at the Consumer Electronics Show. And of course, the big story continues to be the story between the United States and Iran. And tensions with Iran could go down significantly, though, after President Trump stated there were no U.S. casualties from the Iran missile strikes. In retaliation to the death of the Iranian general. Of course, we heard more about that from the president yesterday. And here's Bob Constantini from West One with more.
Speaking in the White House grand foyer, President Trump sharing good news after Iran launched missiles toward U.S. and Iraqi bases in Iraq.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
The president met with his national security team in the morning to go over damage assessments and determine if any new steps are needed. Top of that is new sanctions he wants imposed. The president acknowledged the U.S. had an early warning, reportedly through Iraqi mediaries, that Iran would launch the missiles. American forces were hunkered down as a result. Iran can say it tried to avenge the death of General Qasem Soleimani.
By removing Soleimani, we have sent a powerful message to terrorists. If you value your own life, you will not threaten the lives of our people.
Soleimani was revered by Shiite militias in Iraq who had been launching rockets at U.S. facilities there and who may yet make their own efforts to avenge his death. For worldwide consumption, Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif held a news conference in Tehran, mostly in English. He indicated his country does not want a war with the U.S., but calls the situation a matter of Iran standing up for itself.
We did not start this process of escalation. The United States waged an economic war against Iran. The United States has to come to its senses.
Zarif added President Trump has to stop listening to clowns, as he said, who advise him that war of any kind with Iran is good politically. It was negotiated by President Obama, so the Iran nuclear agreement has long been denounced by candidate and now President Donald Trump. He took the U.S. out of the agreement, but other nations have tried to hold it together.
The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal.
There was also a bit of an offer to Iran itself if it gives up nuclear programs.
ISIS is a natural enemy of Iran, and we should work together on this and other shared priorities.
In fact, General Qasem Soleimani and Iranian money helped the Shiite militias go after ISIS at the end of the last decade. Bob Costantini, the White House.
612 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. On the way, Dr. Bill with an update. And in the 8 o'clock hour, part of our all-Robert 8 o'clock hour with Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert, plus Captain Bobby sneaking in there at 7:50. So lots of Roberts on the way.
And plenty to talk about.
Yeah, that's for sure. We'll get into that. And speaking of talking about, road rage now has led to a shooting on I-65. More details on that story. Oh, by the way, too, that text you received claiming you'd been drafted, not the real deal.
I was already packing up.
Not been drafted. And also, stats out, you always talk about year-end statistics, and they're talking about the warmest year on record in Alaska and this, that. How about this? New record set in the United States for UFO sightings. 2019, top of that. We'll get to that coming up in sports.
Well, Auburn and Alabama basketball win big games yesterday, and Georgia, going to be some major changes for their football team this next season.
All right, it's all straight ahead, plus we'll check in with News 5 next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police say road rage on busy I-65 led to a shooting. The victim was found around noon outside Mike Ward's Liberty Safe just off I-65. The shooter is still on the loose. Friends identified the victim as John Reynolds. Police say Reynolds was driving on I-65 and the other driver cut him off. The two got into an argument. Then the other driver drove off but shot in Reynolds' car. Two former Pritchard City employees have been indicted for stealing money from the city. Former Chief of Staff James Blackman faces 18 federal charges for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kim Green, who once was a city clerk for Pritchard and Crayola, is accused of stealing more than $240,000 from Crayola and nearly $160,000 from Pritchard. LSU administrators are responding to an online petition to cancel classes for the national championship game. Many LSU students want to celebrate with their team. So far, administrators aren't budging. LSU faces Clemson in the national championship game Monday night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Quilts of Valor is a program to provide handmade quilts for veterans touched by war, and your help is needed. Request a quilt, go to www.qovf.org, Quilts of Valor Foundation, and find the tab Request a Quilt. For local information, go to Facebook, Quilts of Valor Stars Over Mobile, and ask to join. Give financially or learn how to make a quilt. Email Joyce Reed at lsubookwrm@hotmail.com. Contributions, buy a quilt, or supplies.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning. It's 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a big news day for the University of Georgia. Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm announced on social media yesterday that he will enter the 2020 NFL Draft rather than return to the Bulldogs for his senior season. Fromm took over as the Bulldogs quarterback as a freshman. He went 35-6 as a starter, also went 13-5 against top 25 teams, and guided the Bulldogs to three consecutive SEC East titles. The Bulldogs had already lost three top juniors to the NFL, offensive tackles Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson, and tailback DeAndre Swift. They've also reportedly lost starting sophomore offensive lineman Cade Mays. According to ESPN, Mays has entered the NCAA transfer portal and plans to transfer to Tennessee. Mays played in all 14 games for the Bulldogs this past season as a native of Knoxville, Tennessee. His younger brother Cooper signed with the Volunteers during the early signing period in November. Cade and Cooper's father, Kevin Mays, was an all-SEC offensive lineman for the Vols in the early 90s. Now, under the current transfer rules, Mays will have to sit out the 2020 season. That's unless he gets a transfer waiver from the NCAA. And in a weird story, he might actually have a case. ESPN reports that Mays' parents sued the University of Georgia System Board of Regents, the Georgia Athletic Association, and others. Cade's father, Kevin's right pinky finger, was apparently amputated in an accident involving a folding chair at the Bulldogs team gala. This was back in December of 2017, while Cade was a senior at Knoxville Catholic High School. According to the complaint for damages, which was filed early last month, plaintiff Kevin May's right pinky finger was partially amputated as the subject folding chair wedged against a column. UGA offensive lineman coach Sam Pittman, who's now the head coach at Arkansas, picked up Kevin Mays' severed finger from the floor and put it on ice. Mays is seeking $3 million for lost wages, medical bills, and pain and suffering. In SEC basketball last night, the fifth-ranked Auburn Tigers held off the Vanderbilt Commodores 83-79 to remain undefeated with a 14-0 record. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 23 points in the win, including a dunk that some are calling the dunk of the year.
Joe Smith and Mary. Oh my goodness.
They were fired up about the dunk. Auburn's only one of two unremaining unbeaten teams in the NCAA, along with number 7 San Diego State. Up next, Auburn hosts Georgia on Saturday afternoon at 5. The Alabama Crimson Tide hit 10 three-pointers on their way to a comfortable 90-69 win over Mississippi State. It's the fifth game in a row that the Tide have scored at least 90 points. Five different players finished with double digits, and the Tide have a big test on Saturday. They'll hit the road to face number 14, Kentucky. The LSU Tigers beat Arkansas 79-77 in Baton Rouge last night. LSU freshman and two-time Mr. Alabama Basketball Award winner Trenton Watford, he led the Tigers with 21 points and scored LSU's final 3 points to take the lead and the win. Get the new year off right on the right foot with the First Light Marathon presented by the Mobile Sports Authority. It'll be held this Sunday, January 12th at Bienville Square here in Mobile. Options for any fitness level. They've got the full marathon, 26.2-mile course, also a 13.1 half marathon, and a 5-person relay. Kids can enjoy a 1.2-mile fun run, which I would be in, or they could participate in the kids' marathon. It'll benefit Larch Mobile, a great charity organization, provides people with and without intellectual disabilities an opportunity to share life together. It's the First Light Marathon this Sunday, Bienville Square. More information at mobilesportsauthority.com. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, like a 100-yard scamper? Do they have that division there?
Nothing. How about the walk to your seat and sit down?
There you go.
That's a good one.
6:20. FM Talk 106.5. Check in with Dr. Bill and Kane coming up next.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue so far in Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. A good ride along I-10 all the way to Malbus and Loxley. And no problems from Tillman's Corner and Theodore so far this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure. Sample products before you buy and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
623 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, about 12 minutes away. He'll probably really highlight today and early tomorrow because he's going to try to spin this in a good way. But when we get down to the nitty gritty, Saturday, in no way, shape, or form, it has just continued to look worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, go ahead and take precautions. Get ready for some wind and some possible storms.
Yeah, we've got thunderstorms in the mix, different forms of severe weather. He'll lay that out for us coming up in just a little bit. Plus, in just a second, I have a positive story about oyster harvest in our area. And it's quite often when people talk about, oh, well, you know, oyster in down here and seafood, I said, you know, in the bayou, you know, South Mobile County, I said, a lot of what we do down here is processing seafood that comes out of different other areas. So we still have plenty of shrimp and goes on here. But oyster harvest is limited, pretty darn limited. And through a bunch of different, there's chronic issues that affect it, and there's acute issues that affect oyster harvest around here. But then there's people that have done things differently and have these oyster farms, which are very cool. I'm very into what they've done there to make it sustainable on these oyster harvests. But there's some good news here. What's bad news for Louisiana is good news for Alabama. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, we mentioned the Consumer Electronics Show going on. This is a big deal. As Jim Roop reports from Las Vegas, says Ivanka Trump tells attendees at CES, she's there, she's out in Vegas, that businesses that employ high-tech upgrades to their systems should not unemploy their current workforce. Remember, we just had that interview about automation and technology. This is what Ivanka Trump was talking about. Here's Jim Roop with more.
Healthier and easier all the different vital signs just out of a video.
A new app by a company called Bin.ai, says spokesman David Mammon, helps you monitor your vital signs and keep your doctor up to date just by looking at your screen.
Working on any smartphone, any tablet, we're able to extract your heart rate, oxygen saturation, respiration rate, and next month we'll be releasing blood pressure as well.
And it's not just about monitoring your vital signs and then uploading them to your doctor. There are devices that can help improve your health by improving your lifestyle. For example, 70 million Americans have trouble falling and staying asleep. A device called Ergonite, developed by the French company Eurotech, is a headband and an app that uses neurofeedback to help the brain produce brain waves associated with sleep. There are watches that also help you get less sun. Aiva has a smart watch that monitors environmental factors like pollen and sun exposure. There's a smart bath mat. The Mateo Smart Bathroom Mat connects to a smart mirror or an app for your smart device that coaches you on posture and monitors your weight. It also recommends nutrition choices and exercises. There's a smart mirror that monitors skin health and gives makeup recommendations, and an app that helps separate voices from background noise for people hard of hearing. No matter what the health issues, there seems to be technology to help. Then there's live sports.
We have entered a new decade and a new age that we call the age of the fluid fan.
Technology is being incorporated into live sporting events through things like stadium, ballpark, and arena Wi-Fi connectivity and mobile ticketing. Some venues expect to be solely mobile ticketing by the end of this year, which between the apps and this ticketing technology, sports teams and leagues are now databases.
Pretty much a game changer.
Scarpe Henningsen is the chief tech officer at LA's new SoFi Stadium under construction. He says it's a game changer from a security perspective and a marketing perspective, which he says improves the fan experience. And Gatri Sarkar with Hype Capital says that's where the revenue is made.
The merchandise, the food, that the beverages that they can pick from like one stop or, you know, one tap from their cell phone.
The easier it is, the more they'll buy. I'm Jim Roop.
Right, by the way, today, Midday Mobile, heading to Vegas to check in. Well, we're not, but by telephone, heading to Vegas to check in on the Consumer Electronics Show. I tell you a couple things of a lot of things of interest there. One of them, and I think it's probably vanity that would keep me from actually going and get a hearing aid.
Yeah.
But this device that will help people that have the need for just distinguishing the voices talking to. If I go into a crowded restaurant, and I've done the damage to my, it's my fault over the years, but I go to a crowded restaurant, I have trouble hearing you. I can hear you sitting in here just fine. But
yeah.
You know, and so a little device there that would help separate those sounds, that'd be a big deal.
Plus, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, plus something that would make my bath mat wired to my smartphone.
That's what I was thinking.
Something I definitely need. All right, we'll get that oyster story coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with murder and leaving the scene of a deadly crash will go before a judge today. A bond hearing is set for 28-year-old Donald Crocker. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is investigating the December 14th crash that happened on Highway 45 south of Citronelle. Officers say Crocker was driving a Jeep carrying four people when he ran off the road and hit several trees. Two of those people were killed. Grief counselors will be at Thomasville High School this week as students and faculty cope with the loss of a student. 18-year-old Gavin Pugh, a senior, died Wednesday morning on his way to school. His car crashed into the back of a log truck on Bashy Road. The driver of the log truck didn't get hurt. That crash still being investigated. A fallen Green Beret stationed at Eglin Air Force Base will be buried today at Arlington National Cemetery. Sergeant First Class Michael Goble died while serving in Afghanistan. His funeral will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Post Chapel. He will then be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Iran is sending signals to the U.S. today with President Hassan Rouhani warning of a, quote, very dangerous response if the U.S. makes another mistake, as he puts it, and a senior commander vowing, quote, harsher revenge for the killing of a top Iranian general. More from Fred Pleitkin in Tehran.
The UN ambassador from Iran, who this morning said that President Trump's plea to say that the U.S. and Iran should cooperate on areas of mutual agreement, like, for instance, in the fight against ISIS, was not believable. He said, especially since President Trump is hitting Iran with those new sanctions.
The House is set to vote today on a Democratic War Powers Resolution proposal to limit President Trump's ability to unilaterally take military action against Iran, a mostly party-line result expected. Residents in the path of wildfires ravaging southeast Australia have been urged to evacuate their homes as hot and windy conditions are forecast to escalate the fire danger over the next 2 days. Stock futures up. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishenko with your money now. The World Bank says the global economy should see a modest rebound in growth this year, but it also cautions that a number of risks could upend its forecast, including the possibility of renewed trade hostilities between the U.S. and China. The 189-nation lending institution's updated economic outlook forecasts that the global economy will grow 2.5% this year. That would be up slightly from 2.4% in 2019. For the U.S., the World Bank sees growth slowing from 2.3% last year to 1.8% this year. China's government says its economy czar will go to Washington next week for the signing of an interim trade deal. The Commerce Ministry announcement was the first official confirmation of expectations the vice premier would attend the signing. Under the Phase 1 deal, China agreed to buy more U.S. farm exports, and Washington postponed additional planned tariff hikes on Chinese imports. The two sides have yet to release details. On Wall Street futures, indicating moderate gains at the open. That's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay. So I realize at this point the positive thing to do would be to focus on the weather for today and how nice it will be today, because it's all going to come apart as we had the weekend. So talk about today, and then let's focus on this pretty tough weather ahead of us.
Yeah, well, we've got a nice day today, but we'll have some sunshine this morning, but the clouds will be increasing through the day, and this afternoon will become mostly cloudy. The reason for that now, we've got a southeast wind. We're starting to bring moisture into the area, and that's bringing the temperature up. The cold air that has been in place for a couple of days is now moving on to the east, so it's still kind of chilly over the Florida Panhandle, but we're seeing warmer temperatures now across Mississippi and southwest Alabama. So today, look for a high about possibly 68 degrees for this afternoon, maybe making it to 70. Now, tonight it will be cloudy, and we'll likely see a few scattered showers around tonight. The low will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, things really change, and a storm system will be developing over Texas. Upper air system will give it plenty of support. And as that system gets closer and closer, we expect more showers. So tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms. High temperatures should be around 70 degrees. Expect showers and a few thunderstorms for Friday night. And then Saturday, that storm system over Texas will be moving on across Mississippi and Alabama along with a cold front. And so we've got a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, some possibly severe on Saturday, both in the morning and possibly into the afternoon. And high temperatures on Saturday will be in the mid-70s. The wind will be out of the south and rather gusty through the day. The front will move through. We'll start to clear off Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, it will be mostly sunny, but still a few scattered showers around with temperatures in the upper 60s. So we're not going to cool down very much. It'll be in the upper 60s. Sunday night, the warm air comes back again, and along with the showers. So showers developing for Sunday night. And then Monday, showers with a high in the upper 60s, and it looks like showers for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s. Our only break in the weather would be a little bit on, Saturday night and Sunday, because the showers will come back for the beginning and the mid part of next week.
This is a heck of a run of unsettled weather for us.
Yes, it is. And of great interest now is Saturday, because this storm system coming out of Texas has the support in the upper atmosphere to produce severe thunderstorms. And the best chance, of course, will be over central Alabama as we get into Saturday. But there is a risk of severe thunderstorms also in this area.
Okay, so once again, let's walk through this timeline. By tomorrow, you said clouds move in today, but by tomorrow we could see these showers and thunderstorms?
Yes, tomorrow mostly showers, but a few thunderstorms are possible for tomorrow and tomorrow night. But thunderstorms become more numerous on Saturday. And some of those could be severe, producing strong straight-line winds, but there's also a chance that a few tornadoes could form. That'll be especially the case through central Alabama, but there's still a risk here in southwest Alabama for severe weather of that level.
Okay, so you're not leaving us in Mobile and Baldwin counties out of this tornado risk. Is it just could be any time Saturday? Is this more a morning, midday, evening?
Yeah. Right now, it looks like any time through Saturday morning into Saturday afternoon, but I expect most of the severe weather to be just along the cold front, which will come through in the afternoon. And we'll see more of isolated or scattered thunderstorms in the morning on Saturday, and then they'll line up along the cold front coming in Saturday afternoon.
By the time we finish this up next week, what do you expect? You're talking about rain many times here. How many inches of rainfall are we looking at?
Yeah, we're looking at least a couple of inches of rain for tomorrow into Saturday, and then we could pick up another 1 to 2 inches of rain through the early and mid part of next week, and possibly more than that. So it's going to be several inches of rain here over the next week.
Wow. Okay, see, this is why I told y'all Dr. Bill wanted us really to pay attention to this morning and today. It's our best weather of the next 4 or 5 days. Remind folks, too, if they have yet to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's a chance for them to pick it up somewhere probably near them today.
Yeah, we have plenty of copies available, and you'll find them at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The good folks out at Classic Cars, they have copies, as well as the Robert Moore Christmastown. And over in the Eastern Shore, the Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Autocraft Collision Center and Billy Lankford Allstate have copies. And if you're over in the middle of Baldwin County, Robertsdale Power Equipment Company on Highway 59. And remember, here in Mobile, you can also get copies at Fox 10 and right here at the studios of 106.5.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Sean.
All right, we'll check back soon. That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with our unsettled forecast for the next 4 or 5 days, Saturday being the toughest of those. 43 now at our studios. And let me say one more thing, too, on the rain. It doesn't affect everybody, but the people it affects, it sure affects. Alabama and Tom Bigby River is already high. Of course, therefore, they become the Mobile River. Mobile River is high. The reading almost 10 feet at Berry Steam Plant, so that's well into flood stage, and now we're going to get all this rain through. You know, the rain that really affects our rivers is what falls north of us, north of the dams, as we say. So north of Claiborne Dam on the Alabama or the Coffeyville Dam, and what falls up there really affects here. So we're already flooded, and we're getting more on that. So people up and down the Alabama and Tom Bigby, they have cabins and camps and those kind of things in land. Looking for another, we got it last year too. Last year, real wet, a lot of flooding. Looks like we're getting another round of that, and that'll probably last for a week or two afterwards. So you ready. Also today, January 9th, National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Awesome.
Yeah, across the country on January 9th each year. Citizens take the lead to show support on National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Law enforcement officers of every rank and file have chosen the profession that puts their life on the line every day in their communities, and we appreciate them, and make sure to take a second to thank members of law enforcement if you see them today. I got a note here from our friend Tony Ann at Penelope's Closet, who said, we have treats for any law enforcement officer who stops by Penelope's Closet today. So you get a chance, LEOs, stop in and see them at Penelope's Closet, and they got a treat. And I hope it's a tasty treat.
Yeah.
I hope it's like a snack or something like that. All right.
And big enough to, you know, whet your appetite. Not just a little appetizer.
Yeah, or satiate your appetite.
Thank you. Maybe not wet.
All right. 6:42, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, got a disabled 18-wheeler, Highway 90, LaRue Steiner Road, just happened a few minutes ago. Got state troopers on the scene with a record, Rayburn Road, just north of Pine Tree Road in Bay Minette as well. Looks great across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On this Thursday, the last day of decent weather for a while. Saturday, come on. Couldn't we do this on like a Wednesday or something? Mm-hmm. But Saturday, going to be the big washout.
It's been the weekends here recently.
Yes.
It seems like, what, 2 of the last 3 weekends?
Yeah, we had one good one.
We've had some pretty poor weekend weather, and not fun. Not fun, but we've come to expect the unpredictable weather right here on the Gulf Coast.
All right. This is a cautionary tale for, I guess, maybe this one person here. If you're lying, know what you're lying about and be good at it. Or how about this? How about you just tell the truth? Because a woman in Indiana tried to get a gas station security footage by wearing an FBI hat and claiming to be an FBI agent. the hat just said FBI. Then the cops got involved, and at that point she told them she's with the CIA. She was actually not either. And she's gotten arrested for felony impersonation. 45-year-old woman Lisa O'Donnell from South Bend, Indiana. And last week, she went in the gas station wearing an FBI hat, claimed to be a federal agent, and demanded to see their security camera footage. Employees wouldn't let her, so she drove off in her Dodge Charger with no plates while the staff called the cops. Cops pulled Lisa over and told them they needed to see the gas station she told them she needed to see the gas station footage because there had been counterfeit bills passed there. When they asked her who she was, she said she was with the CIA. At that point, she was still wearing the FBI hat.
Oh, man. Well, she was CIA working as undercover.
With FBI.
She was undercover and working as
brilliant,
an FBI.
Brilliant. Cops looked into it, and neither the FBI nor CIA had ever heard of her. Mm. And it turned out the Dodge Charger she was driving was, you want, what? Stolen.
Of course.
So she had gone for a test drive in that car at a dealership and never brought it back.
Oh, man.
Arrested for felony impersonation of a public servant, which could get her 2.5 years in prison. No word on why she wanted the gas station security footage. So I would just say today is a day to celebrate every day is, but today is a law enforcement appreciation day for actual law enforcement
not
agents.
Her.
Not her.
It's a Burt Macklin situation there.
What is that?
You haven't seen Parks and Recreation, have
I have
you?
Not. I
okay.
Know what
it's
that
a hilarious character on Parks and Recreation. Burt Macklin. Look it up.
I will. We'll Google that and we'll be right back.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am. But I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah. Me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1, or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police say road rage on busy I-65 led to a shooting. The victim was found around noon outside Mike Ward's Liberty Safe just off I-65. The shooter is still on the loose. Friends identified the victim as John Reynolds. Police say Reynolds was driving on I-65 and the other driver cut him off. The two got into an argument. Then the other driver drove off but shot in Reynolds' car. Two former Pritchard City employees have been indicted for stealing money from the city. Former Chief of Staff James Blackman faces 18 federal charges for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kim Green, who once was a city clerk for Pritchard and Crayola, is accused of stealing more than $240,000 from Crayola and nearly $160,000 from Pritchard. LSU administrators are responding to an online petition to cancel classes for the national championship game. Many LSU students want to celebrate with their team. So far, administrators aren't budging. LSU faces Clemson in the national championship game Monday night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, the fifth-ranked Auburn Tigers held off the Vanderbilt Commodores 83-79 to remain undefeated with a 14-0 record. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 23 points in the win, including a dunk that some are already calling the dunk of the year.
Joe Smith and Mary.
Goodness. you can't see it there, but from their reaction, could tell that was a
settle down, gentlemen.
A vicious dunk. Auburn, one of only two remaining unbeaten teams in the entirety of the NCAA, along with number 7 San Diego State. Up next, Auburn will host Georgia on Saturday afternoon at 5. You can hear the call right here on FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama Crimson Tide hit 10 three-pointers on their way to a comfortable 90-69 win over Mississippi State. It's the fifth game in a row that the Tide have scored at least 90 points. 5 different players finished in double digits, and the Tide have a big test on Saturday. They'll hit the road to face number 14, Kentucky. The LSU Tigers beat Arkansas 79-77 in Baton Rouge last night. LSU freshman and two-time Mr. Alabama Basketball Award winner Trendon Watford, he led the Tigers with 21 points and scored LSU's final 3 points to take the lead and the win. It was a big news day for the University of Georgia. Bulldogs quarterback Jake Fromm announced on social media yesterday that he'll enter the 2020 NFL draft rather than return to the Bulldogs for his senior season. Fromm took over as the Bulldogs quarterback as a freshman and went 35-6 as a starter. He went 13-5 against top 25 teams and guided the Bulldogs to 3 consecutive SEC East titles. The Bulldogs had already lost 3 top juniors to the NFL, offensive tackles Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson, and running back DeAndre Swift. They've also reportedly lost starting sophomore offensive lineman Cade Mays. According to ESPN, Mays has entered the NCAA transfer portal and plans to transfer to SEC East rival Tennessee. Mays played all 14 games for the Bulldogs this past season, but he's a native of Knoxville, Tennessee. His younger brother Cooper just signed with the Vols in November, and their father, Kevin Mays, was an all-SEC offensive lineman for the Vols in the early 90s. Now, under the current transfer rules, Mays will have to sit out the 2020 season. That's unless he gets a transfer waiver from the NCAA, and in a weird story, he might actually have a case. ESPN reports that Mays' parents sued the University of Georgia and the Georgia Athletic Association, among others. Cade's father Kevin's right pinky finger was apparently amputated in an accident involving a folding chair at the Bulldogs team gala in December 2017. Cade Mays was then a senior at Knoxville Catholic High School, and he was on a recruiting visit to Georgia. Mays is seeking $3 million for lost wages, medical bills, and pain and suffering. And I guess after he lost the finger, or the part of his pinky, the offensive line coach at the time, Sam Pittman, picked up the finger and put it on ice.
Which is the right thing to do.
Yeah, of course. You want to keep it cold so they can maybe reattach it. 651. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find them here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Jubilee Roofing.com traffic center, we still have that disabled 18-wheeler Highway 90 to the Roostiner Road. Beyond that, a great start. Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65. Starting to see heavier pockets of traffic. The Bayway, the Causeway, each direction looks good. For the Eastern Shore, you're going to see accident-free conditions. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
FM Talk FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, just an hour away from Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, which is one of the many things that populates our podcasting pages and pages and pages and pages.
So many pages.
You can go straight to the front page of FMTalk1065.com and click the tab that says podcast. Get them there a la carte. Also, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher,
Spotify, tune in. Also, I heard about this other one called Deezer. We're working on getting on Deezer.
Deezer. Okay.
There's so many different.
Okay, I've got to investigate Deezer.
Yeah, my goal is to get on every single
You've
one of these.
You've done a great job. Dalton, I mean, it takes some work here, but Dalton's got us pretty much. If there's a platform out there, you can probably get our podcast there.
And let us know. Do you listen to your podcasts on Deezer? I want to know how it is on Deezer.
Deezer fans, please chime in on the text line, 343-0106. All right, I want to quickly do this because it's very strange for me to give this any kind of credence at all, but you brought something up yesterday. I am an anti-Anglophile. I'm just by nature, I absolutely go the opposite way of any story about the royal family because I don't care and I'm an American.
Right.
And I like people being born to be more important than other human beings by their last name just rubs me incredibly the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't get the 24/7 news coverage myself.
And now, though, they're calling it Megxit.
Yeah.
This is okay. So Anna Stewart, which is probably the most English name ever, reports on this from Westwood One.
They clearly want to have a better balance for their private life, but they say want to honor their duty to the Queen, to the Commonwealth, to their patronages. They're planning to launch a whole new.
Oh, it went away. But
she got taken out.
Yeah, so Britain's royal family scrambling to contain the fallout from the surprise announcement that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle plan to step back from their royal duties. Oh, my gosh. And other than the fact that I think there's a sitcom in the making here, as they go to a, you know, one-bedroom apartment and live the tough life.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Other than that, I want to say who cares, but you said, what, New York Post yesterday?
Yeah, I guess the New York Post wrote a pretty scathing thing on them.
Pretty
funny. And they're asking, because they've confused even the Queen here. She's like, she was blindsided by this, which, you know, she's probably blindsided by most news nowadays. But they're asking the questions like, they say they're going to be financially independent. Like, when does that start?
Right.
Are you gonna start over? Because apparently, and I haven't followed their day to day, but they say here that the Queen, of course, gave them Frogmore Cottage.
Yes, Frogmore.
And
yes.
And then they spent another $3 million or
on
pounds
their cottage
renovating that. Also, the tax
cottage,
and
y'all.
This is all taxpayer money, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And they spent $3 million on their wedding. Then they had some documentary about them going to Africa and they were crying about the poverty and stuff in Africa. What this is, they want to live the social justice lifestyle,
right?
But it's impossible
when you're
when you're a prince, duke and duchess.
But well,
best of both worlds for them.
They want to get there's a financially independent, right?
That's right.
Well, so if somebody gives you £10 million, at that point you say, "I'm good. I'm now financially independent." This is British royal news. Give me a break.